The interesting dynamic, I think, with Joan and the firemen is that Joan is really envious of him, and I think has lived in a world where they all thought they were better than those hardworking, blue-collar, self-sacrificing people. They never gave him another thought. And at this moment of 9/11, there was nothing that we could give. She's just sitting there asking questions.
Right. When Brian's on stage, Jasmine's saying, "Yes, I see. Tell me more about that." You know, and we really get inside her head when these monologues happen in between the scenes. Then we understand the grief that she's in, the struggle that she's having, that other ordinary New Yorkers had.
Jasmine, in previous theatrical roles, your characters have confronted tragedy. What distinguishes this role?
She's a little closer to me. That's harder for me to do. Something that's right next to me is a lot harder than a completely different entity.
I would think for most New Yorkers, the reality is never far off. But in some ways, the tragedies of the World Trade Center attacks seem a long time ago. Did it seem more historical than present for you?
Yes, I think we had to go back and immerse ourselves a little bit in the events of the day. I at first thought, well, it's only going to appeal to this older generation who remembers it, who wants to honor it, who wants to know more about it. But it's actually the young people that are an incredible audience for us, because they're leaning forward going, okay, so that's what this meant. That's what happened. That's how people felt. And that's what my mom means when she tells me the world is different now. We had to really bone up on stuff that we maybe blocked out or didn't know or didn't remember. We certainly feel an attachment to that city, the level of helplessness that you couldn't do anything to help. And again, that's a lovely thing that theater can do, which is remind us that, yes, you can. You talk to people. Just go talk to people. Hear their stories. Get to know them.